A Maundy Thursday Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on March 27, 1986, entitled Night. The text for the sermon is John 13, verse 30. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
Of that night, whose events we reenact this night, John tells us it was night. We gather in great festival here on Christmas Eve, and I'd love to recite the words of that same gospel, the prologue of John, when he says that all that came to be was alive with his light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. And yet, in that same gospel, we read it was night. John loved to use words with a double meaning, and thus tease us with various levels of interpretation. That statement from the prologue could be translated not the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it, but it could be the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has never comprehended it. Both are correct and both are true. Jesus on the cross looked at those who were crucifying him and prayed to the Father, saying, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was true. The light was shining and they didn't understand. We don't understand. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend. Yet I prefer the other translation. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. Never? Never overcome it? The darkness we experience now in this sanctuary is a remembrance of that dark, dark night when evil assaulted good and darkness assaulted the light. And John, in his narration of the events of this night, tells us that it was night. And of course it was night. It wasn't morning and it wasn't noon, it wasn't even twilight, it was night. But John had a double meaning here too. It was not only eventide. Not only had the sun set, but he was speaking about the light going out. The light of the world being snuffed out, the assault of darkness in the cosmic drama between good and evil. Jesus gathered with his disciples, and after they had eaten together, he took off his outer garment and girded himself with a towel and took a basin of water and washed his disciples' feet. He gave to them a tangible example of servanthood. And then, as they had shared the meal together, he began to feel the darkness close in upon him. The example that he had set for them was an example that they should learn and later reflect upon and know that he was calling them to love one another. In fact, the word Maundy from Maundy Thursday comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment, and on that night he talked to them about a new commandment that they love one another. But before he could talk to them in that kind of intimacy, he had to dismiss Judas. He had washed his feet. But finally he said to him, "What you have to do, do quickly." And John tells us that Judas went out. And then he says, it was night. More than the time after sunset, more the time than the time when the stars shine, it was night, night for the world, night for all humankind, night for Jesus. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never extinguished it, has never overcome it. But now it's night, and it is dark. How do we put that together? Well, we understand that John was writing this not as a diary with daily entries, but rather he was writing from the prospect of Easter. And thus he could begin his gospel with those strong words, all that came to be was alive with his light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it. But there was a night in John's life when the only way he could describe it was, it is night. It was the hour of darkness. And from John's perspective, the light seemed to be going out. In fact, in the darkness we experience now, we know that the light did go out, and darkness prevailed. There have been other nights. There have been other great assaults of evil, other times in human history when the darkness was tangible. One in our own century, the Holocaust, was described poignantly in the personal chronicle of his own experience by Elie Wiesel, who titled his chronicle simply, Night. Elie Wiesel was a child. He saw his mother and his sister torn from him and his father. He saw them taken to the ovens of the concentration camp. He saw the stacks over those ovens with wisps of smoke against the blue sky and knew that that was the last tangible sign he would ever see of his mother or his sister. Elie Wiesel saw his father die slowly, day by day, over weeks and months. In a concentration camp, Elie Wiesel saw a child hung on a gallows. And as the child hung on the gallows, he heard someone behind him say, "Where is God now?" And he heard a voice within him answer, "Where is God? He is here, hanging on the gallows." And for Elie Wiesel, on that day, God died. For John, it was night. And it seemed as though the light was being extinguished. Fortunately, most of us will never be brushed with the darkness as was an Elie Wiesel. And yet all of us at one time or another will know something of the darkness. And then it will call into question that bold affirmation of John, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." For all of us, there will be those dark nights of the soul and those experiences of darkness tangible which will test our faith and will cause us to say, "Where is God now?" Yet, for all of us, the darkness has been dramatically transformed. In a moment, our sons and daughters will kneel before the light of Christ and confess him. Let me say to you, young people, you will know darkness. But let me say as well, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. For the darkness did prevail. It was night. It was night on Friday, and it was night on Saturday. But the living God, by his almighty power, raised Jesus from the dead. And thus in a moment the light will return, and in a moment the bread will be broken and the cup will be poured out. Because we know that on that night long ago it was night. And on that Friday we call good, it was night. But the night could no more withstand the power of God than the night forestall the dawning of a new day. God raised him up. And so, on that night long ago, it was night. And throughout human history, there have been times when one could only say it is night, and sometimes in our lives it is night. But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never overcome it, and it never will. For by the power of God, the night gave way to the light of an Easter world, for Christ is risen. And so the light will return, and in that light bread will be broken and the cup poured out, and we will feast on the living Lamb of God, who enlivens us and who strengthens us and will keep us until that day when there shall be no night, and we shall stand forever in the brightness of his eternal presence. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of life. Jesus is your light. Hallelujah.